Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, Thankful Tuesday. Call me, text me, let me know what you are thankful for. I have been celebrating with many of you about how thankful I am that the Lord has sustained us in the podcast for 5 years and Project 119 for many more years. Years where we are seeking God through His Word. Lord, please help us and continue to do Your work. Another friend writes that they are thankful for the sovereignty of the Lord and for digital technology like YouTube that allows them to re-listen to the choral anthems, and then also for Google Translate that allows them to enjoy table fellowship with conversation with men that are working at this person's house, and then finally for podcasts that allow them to listen and enjoy fellowship with unknown fellow believers around the globe through Project 119 and the daily prayer app that Wayne mentioned when he was on the podcast some time back. Thank you for sharing those thoughtful notes with me. I'd love to hear from you. If you have anything that comes to mind, let me know. In the book of Isaiah, we're reading verses 11 through 22 today, and I'm reading in the New American Standard Bible. First, I want to give you a little context to know what is going on in this passage. Rabshakeh starts speaking really loudly in Hebrew so that the people around the wall can hear him, and he's ridiculing Hezekiah's faith in God. And he compares the God of the universe that we know to these powerless gods of other nations. And he urges the people, hey, I'm going to give you safety and food. And then in response, the people remain silent because Hezekiah has told them not to answer. And then Hezekiah's officials return to him and tell Hezekiah what Rabshakeh has said. And they tear their clothes, which is a sign of distress. Starting in verse 11, then Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah said to Rabshakeh, please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it, and do not speak to us in Judean, so that the people who are on the wall hear you. But Rabshakeh said, has my master sent me only to your master and to you to speak these words, and not to the men who sit on the wall, doomed to eat their own dung and drink their own urine with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and called out with a loud voice in Judean and said, hear the words of the great king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. For he will not be able to save you, and do not let Hezekiah lead you to rely on the Lord, saying, the Lord will certainly save us. This city will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for this is what the king of Assyria says. Surrender to me and come out to me, and eat each one of his vine and each of his fig tree, and each drink the water of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to the land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware that Hezekiah does not mislead you, saying, the Lord will save us. Has any one of the gods of the nations saved his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And when have they saved Samaria from my hand? Who among all the gods of these lands have saved their land from my hand, that the Lord would save Jerusalem from my hand? But they were silent and did not answer him so much as a word, for the king's command was, do not answer him. Then Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the secretary, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and reported to him the words of Rabshakeh. Our second passage is Acts chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. The title is Acceptance and Opposition. In Iconium, they entered the synagogue of the Jews together and spoke in such a way that a large number of people believed, both the Jews and the Greeks. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the minds of the Gentiles and embittered them against the brothers. Therefore, they spent a long time there speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord, who was testifying to the word of his grace, granting that signs and wonders be performed by their hands. But the people of the city were divided, and some sided with the Jews, while others with the apostles. And when an attempt was made by both the Gentiles and the Jews with their rulers to treat them abusively and to stone them, they became aware of it and fled to the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, and Derbe, and the surrounding region. And there they continued to preach the gospel. In verse 3, how did Paul and Barnabas and those on this first missionary journey speak to the people in Iconium? Boldly, with reliance upon the Lord, they were testifying to God's grace. And so I want you to think about how today you can testify to the Lord's goodness and grace in your life. As we move to the Psalms, the psalmist mentions lifting up his soul to the Lord. I don't exactly know what that means, but I think that the sentiment is being in a place, quieting your mind, listening, and maybe even wordless groans, giving them to the Lord, thanking Him, putting your mind on Jesus, asking the Lord for visions of who He is, remembrances of what He has done. And so, Lord, with the psalmist in Psalm 86, 4 and 5, we say, make the soul of your servant joyful. For to you, Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all who call upon you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's begin with our Thankful Tuesday. First, I want us to be thankful for grace that the Lord has extended to us, where we have seen in this life His hand giving forgiveness, freedom, healing, signs, wonders. Then we'll go back to our normal practice and thank the Lord for a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God. Maybe you can't think of them on the fly. Maybe you need to pause the recording and do this exercise on your own. But I hope that the Lord will give you reminders of who He is so that we would be a people who respond in gratitude. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, today for the story in Acts and the reminder that we can speak boldly because we rely upon you. Thank you for your grace in their lives, granting signs and wonders, and thank you for your grace in our lives. We lift our souls to you with the psalmist. We thank you that you are ready to forgive and you are abundant in mercy. Lord, now we lift to you someone in our life for whom we are thankful. We remember a place in your presence. We count off many blessings. We can't count them, but 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 maybe. Bring them to mind, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your character as the crucified Christ, the one who gave of yourself so that we could be freed. Lord, we thank you for being our atonement, for making a way for our salvation. We are totally indebted to you. And we pray that this day would be a day of joy and gladness in your presence. Lord, as we face opposition, remind us of your faithful love. Call us back into your presence and dependence upon you. And please give your watch care over all those whom we love. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.